in 2009. Investigators also say inside that freezer was a typed, notarized note that exonerated his wife, saying she had nothing to do with his death. Police also say that Jeannie Mathers may have kept her husband's death quiet to continue collecting on government checks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Recapping the sell-off on Wall Street, the NASDAQ down over 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. 9449. Guess who is joining us now? My friend, a friend of the president, of Michael McDonald and others, Pat Casal, who joins me. Pat, we are at ground zero. The circus is in town. And I got to ask you, have you seen the president yet?
I saw him yesterday. I was in shock. The breakfast was outstanding. We only expected Trump Jr. and Guilfoyle. And the next thing you know, the president comes out and talks. I got all the video that nobody else would see because there was no news there. It was pretty interesting. It was a lot of fun. It was exciting. It was electric. And, oh, by the way, get used to the president being in town. They're going to make this a hub for all his travels.
Oh,
because
I think
the
airport's
easy to get, because the airport's easy to get in and out of, and he loves staying here in Las Vegas. We expect him at the rally tomorrow to be exciting, but I think you'll see more rallies in Nevada than people could imagine. I think three.
Supposedly he's coming back in March. Again, for what, I'm not entirely sure, but the word is that he's going to be making it back in March, and March is just a couple of weeks away. I want to ask you, I don't know if you had a chance to watch last night any of the Demo-rat debates, but it got nasty, and they would be ruled guilty of piling on if this were a professional football game. Can you talk a little bit about the Demo-rats and how they are consuming their own? I mean, it's getting ugly out there.
It was as expected. I mean, if you really think about it right now, on the whole, it was exactly what we expected. And I thought the perfect answer is you have a person crying about somebody else's wealth that owns three homes, and they're all paid for, and is a millionaire. I mean, how do you make those statements?
Well, and the whole notion that because somebody is rich, they obviously screwed somebody over to get there. climbing up the ladder, the financial ladder. And the fact is, there are people who are self-made millionaires, and in some cases, self-made billionaires.
Listen, I'm going to give you four names, and tell me what they all have in common. We know about Bloomberg, Bezos, Gates, and Warren Buffett. All four came from meager beginnings. All four are self-made billionaires. Buffett was given stock tips at 16. Gates was a poor student who just happened to like computers. Bezos borrowed $500,000 from his family and started out selling books. The rest is history. And, of course, you have Bloomberg, who got into computers and made a ton of money. And he failed at a couple other things. I mean, people have to recognize the fact that success is earned. It's not just given. Those four men are brilliant men who did a wonderful job. And how many people did they help? I actually had a client named Miriam Lubau, who was the first secretary of Bill Gates. I mean, the millionaires that Gates created is unbelievable.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
One of the things they talked about at length last night was Medicare for all. Why won't Medicare for all work? And again, you're in the business. You are with the MultiCare Group, and you sell health insurance to folks all across our state, and in fact, across our listening area. Why won't Medicare for all work?
Because there's no financial feasibility. The cost is ridiculous. Here's the problem. Healthcare is expensive, period. Why don't we start looking at ways to curb these costs? There's no transparency. You know, they want to blame Trump. They want to blame the politicians. The truth be told is when the Affordable Care Act was created, nobody really dug down to the real problem, the cost being charged by a hospital or pharmaceuticals. Big Pharma and the AMA are the two largest lobbyists in America. And the bottom line is they do not want transparency. Case in point, the hospitals were suing the White House over the Transparency Act that they're trying to pass and lost. Why wouldn't the hospitals want people to know what they're going to be charging? Why should you be on a medication that you take that costs $3 a month? And when you go to the hospital, you can't bring it. You have to take the same medication they give you, and they charge you $50 a pill. I mean, there's something wrong here. And the other thing is, Kevin, you know, show me a business that can discount a service 80% and remain profitable, because the doctor's offices do it all the time. So why don't we just cut the chase and start pricing things correctly so consumers don't get screwed to the floor? Because you know what? It's ridiculous if you're going for a $5,000 process and they discount it $4,000. Why not just charge $1,000 from the beginning? Why should somebody with cash go into a doctor's office and pay less than somebody with insurance? Does that make sense?
Does not make sense. Does not make sense. Let me ask you this, though. In fact, I talk to small business people all the time, and the Trump economy has been amazing. It's created hundreds of thousands, actually millions of jobs, but hundreds of thousands of jobs just in the last couple of months. And that means employee retention, acquisition becomes paramount. And that brings us to at least something that I know you've been talking a lot about, and that's high-quality group health insurance plans. Even if somebody missed the open enrollment period, can companies still institute these high-quality health insurance plans?
The answer is a company can buy insurance year-round for their employees. They can make changes. They can make adjustments. We'll show them how to go buy a base plan and where they can offer a minimal plan that they can afford. And if they want to allow their employees the option to buy up to a richer plan, the employee pays the difference. So it's real simple. And, you know, the interesting thing is about when you talk about the unemployment rate being about 3.6%, the reason that those people are unemployed is because they're not qualified. They're not educated, by the way, just for the record. It's not like people think the job market, there's an unemployment market. There's more jobs than people unemployed. The problem is they don't qualify for those jobs. Maybe we should start bringing back into schools the shops.
Metal shop, wood shop.
Yeah, if you start doing that, maybe those people would be working and we wouldn't have any unemployment. But back to the health insurance, I can tell you right now, if I was a small employer and I'm offering benefits, I'm maintaining quality employees, I'm giving them an opportunity to get insurance at a discount. Not only am I paying a portion of their premium, but whatever premium they pay comes out of the check pre-tax. And if they want a richer plan, they have the option. But group benefits are far stronger than individual, and there's more competition. There's more comparable choices, whereas with the individual market, you're very limited.
I'm curious how these plans work then. So the employer pays a portion, the employee pays a portion?
Well, here's how it works. For the most part, the employer minimum contribution would be 50% for the employee. Okay, minimum. They can pay more, but let's just use 50%. So if the premium comes in at $300, the employee is actually paying $150. The company pays $150. It's income tax free to the employee, and it's tax deductible. So here's the thing that people have to look at when you're really looking at this whole big picture. When your premium is $150, if you're in a 20% tax bracket, you're actually saving $30 up front. So it's really costing you a net $120. There's creative ways to offer insurance to people and give them great coverage, and it's available. And these group plans allow people the opportunity to leave and travel the United States. So you want reciprocity, you want to go to UCLA, or you want to go to MD Anderson, or if you want to go to the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland or Mayo Clinic, these group plans in some cases offer access and will offer you the opportunity to get the best care possible for the right price of money. When you buy an individual plan, that access is not available to you. And in most cases, you got deductibles for prescriptions that are brand name or non-formulary, where on a group plan there is no. The prescriptions are just copay driven. And then there's also emergency room. In some cases, group plans have a copay for emergency room, whereas an individual plan, you're subject to your deductible. So if somebody buys a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 deductible or $6,000, they got to come up with the first $3,000 for that emergency room visit. So there's a lot more benefit for group. And as an employer, you can actually get a better plan for yourself. You can offer yourself a base. The company pays your share. And then you have the opportunity to buy a richer plan for you and your family if you choose to. So selfishly, you have the opportunity to get better coverage for you and your family and still offer everybody else a premium health plan. And the tax benefits, everybody wins.
Pat Casale joining us from the MultiCare Group. What about somebody that signed up for Obamacare? They did it in open enrollment. They're being killed by the premiums. And now all of a sudden their company is offering benefits. I'm just curious, how do you extricate yourself from Obamacare?
If you're being offered a group plan from your job, you can't go on Obamacare, number one. Number two, the interesting thing is there's a lot of people participating in Obamacare that really shouldn't have. They should be on their own, a better plan, but they just thought they were supposed to go on the website and they only get an HMO. If you work for somebody, you have the opportunity to get a PPO, which gives you better overall access and a larger barometer of doctors to go see in the state of Nevada, especially Clark County.
And you obviously are licensed to sell these policies all across the state of Nevada. What about in SoCal?
I'm eligible to sell plans in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, just to name it, Utah.
That sounds like just about everywhere.
I have 36 licenses, and I pay for them every year, so it's expensive.
Let me just ask you, in fact, I want to get you back on track here talking a little politics. You're going to be with the president, I guess, tomorrow at the rally?
Yeah, I have to go at 5:30 in the morning. I have to be out there because I'm on the staff working with the team. Tonight we're going to have dinner with the White House team as well. The president takes in the hockey game.
Oh, is he really?
That's what I hear, yeah.
Ooh, Golden Knights, by the way, playing Tampa Bay. And on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations, that game, 6:30 for the pregame show, Tampa Bay at the Vegas Golden Knights. And as you say, maybe the president will – maybe he'll drop the first puck.
I don't know about that, but that would be fun to see him out there on the ice, wouldn't it?
Well, hey, the Beast was the pace car at Daytona. Why not?
You know, isn't this guy amazing? He's all over the place. He's totally accessible to the people. He's the people's president.
Well, and can I tell you something? I was looking at his schedule just for yesterday. That he start. I believe he started here. He ended up in Rancho Mirage in the Coachella Valley. He ended up in Bakersfield. Then he made his way to Phoenix,
Arizona,
and then he came back last night.
Yeah, and Chairman McDonald was there to welcome him home again. I mean, I got to tell you something. McDonald's hours are getting crazy. He's like a casino. He's open 24 hours a day.
I just absolutely love it. Hey, if folks want to reach out to you at the MultiCare Group and they want they've got a business or they own or operate a small business and they want to find out more about these kinds of high-quality group health insurance plans, How do they do it, and how do they reach out to you?
702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Give me a call. There's no obligation. Look at the options you might find. You might be very surprised. And the one thing I will say is we are very creative. So we make sure, and we try to make sure the client has options that are meets their requirements and their budget, to keep them compliant, and we make sure the employees can get what they want as well.
Happy employees are productive employees, I've always said, and that is great. You giving folks an opportunity to get insurance, health insurance, I just absolutely love it. Hey, you enjoy your time with the president, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. And again, that phone number, 702-396-9449. Stick around. I'm way late for a break. I want you to hear Elizabeth Warren and her smackdown on Michael Bloomberg, or Mike, or Mikey. It's incredible. You can't write this stuff, folks. This is something like you'd expect to see on Saturday Night Live. You know, but that's fiction. This is real life. Now the big question is, did any of this stuff that happened yesterday or last night at the Democrat presidential debate, did any of this move the needle? Is Bernie the front runner? Is there any front runner? Or are Democrats kind of blah about this thing? All I want is somebody that can beat Trump, and that's it. I will talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
For years now, you've heard me talking about real water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to real water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. Last night was so fascinating. Elizabeth Warren took on Bernie Sanders, and death threats from the Bernie Bros. I call it the online version of Antifa. Here it was last night.
Senator Warren, I have a question for you. On Sunday on Meet the Press, Vice President Biden accused Senator Sanders' supporters of bullying union leaders here with, quote, vicious, malicious, misogynistic things. You said Democrats cannot build an inclusive party on a foundation of hate. Are Senator Sanders and his supporters making it harder for Democrats to unify in November?
Look, I have said many times before, we are all responsible for our supporters, and we need to step up. That's what leadership is all about. But the way we are going to lead this country and beat Donald Trump is going to be with a candidate who has rock-solid values and who actually gets something done. When Mayor Bloomberg was busy blaming African-Americans and Latinos for the housing crash of 2008, I was right here in Las Vegas, literally, just a few blocks down the street holding hearings on the banks that were taking away homes from millions of families. That's when I met Mr. Estrada, one of your neighbors. He came in to testify, and he said he thought he'd done everything right with Wells Fargo. But what had happened? They took away his house in a matter of weeks. This man stood there and cried while he talked about what it was like to tell his two little daughters that they might not be in their elementary school, that they might be living out of their van. I spent the next years making sure that would never happen again. Wall Street fought us every inch of the way on a consumer agency. They lost, and I won. We need a candidate with unshakable values and a candidate who can actually get something done for working people.
Thank you, Senator.
That's why I'm in this race, and that's how I'll beat Donald Trump.
Senator Sanders.
We have over 10.6 million people on Twitter, and 99.9% of them are decent human beings, are working people, are people who believe in justice, compassion, and love.
And there you have it. Just that simple. By the way, don't forget Roberto's big grand opening of their new store, Maryland Parkway at Charleston this afternoon, 4:30 till 7:30. Free chicken tacos. Does that ring a bell? And bean and cheese burritos. Music, fun, prizes. I'm even going to show up there and collect my free chicken taco. I got to do it. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. A sell-off is underway today. Concerns about the coronavirus apparently infecting Wall Street yet again. Technology and healthcare companies are leading the losses. Microsoft and United Health Group are among the laggards. Meantime, the FBI has ordered $40,000 worth of hand sanitizer and face masks. This just in case of a coronavirus pandemic in the United States. Domino's Pizza delivering good news for investors. The chain reporting better than expected results in the fourth quarter. Earnings rising at 16%. And the highest paying jobs in the world are in business, tech, and healthcare. At least that's according to the job websites Career Addict and Slice. They rank several, with anesthesiologist coming in at number one, surgeon coming in at number two, and physician at number three. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's a 3-year, 4-month prison sentence for Roger Stone, the former Trump advisor convicted of several felonies coming out of the Russia probe. He remains free for now.
Roger Stone's team is asking for a new trial because they argue that a jury foreperson is biased against Republicans, against President Trump, against Roger Stone, and did not share that bias.
Fox's David Spun in Washington. President Trump complains that Stone's been treated unfairly. Four prosecutors resigned when their harsher sentencing recommendation was reversed. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates is being moved to the Department of Energy.
The move comes amid unfounded rumors that Coates is the author of an Inside the White House tell-all book called A Warning by an anonymous White House official. Coates has served as National Security Advisor for the Middle East and North Africa. The publisher of the book, A Warning, has denied that Coates is the author.
John Decker at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Democracy 2020 coverage continues this election season on the Fox News Podcast Network.
We have the best economy we've ever had. With your help on November 3rd, we are going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats.
Subscribe and download now from Washington. The latest news from the nation's capital.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Dana Perino and Chris Steigerwald with I'll Tell You What has you covered. Who's leading, who's trailing, who's right, and who's wrong.
Thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
Hit the trails with Brett Baer as the candidates take it to the streets. It's the Campaign with Brett Baer.
I offer a record of getting things done.
And each morning, the Fox News Rundown takes you beyond the headlines on Democracy 2020. Subscribe, download, listen, stay informed at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Or tell me what you say.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, I had a chance earlier to visit with another resident of the West Wing. Jerron Smith is the Deputy Assistant to the President and the Deputy Director of the Office of American Innovation. He's in Las Vegas with President Trump at the Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremony. Now, when we were first hearing about the President visiting, there was no CAG rally on Friday, Keep America Great. It was just this appearance. And I asked Jerron Smith, this seems to be a labor of love for the President.
Yes, it's very special to the president. In fact, John Ponder joined the president at the White House when the president signed his executive order for faith and opportunity. And it's definitely a shining example of how a faith organization partners with local law enforcement and the Chamber of Commerce to create opportunity for homecomers and making sure that they don't return to prison and are successful when they leave prison. And so the president's been committed to second chances and creating second chance opportunities. And we wanted to get an opportunity to learn more about what John Ponder and Hopeful Prisoners is doing here on the ground.
Now, I'm curious, the administration is hoping, in fact, they are committed to building on this success by providing inmates with a second chance and the skills necessary to re-enter society. Can you talk a little bit about how this program, Hope for Prisoners, is gonna make headroad in that area?
Well, we have a couple of different, several different resources. We first have the Federal Interagency Crime Prevention and Reentry Council, which was just appointed a new leader, Executive Director Tony Loudon, and Tony Loudon is going to lead our federal charge on the local level for these type of organizations that are creating reentry opportunities and reducing recidivism risk. And so what the president wanted to focus on was making sure that individuals that enter our prison system through the passage of the First Step Act don't come back into the system and become productive citizens. And so the First Step Act reforms our whole prison system, but the First Step Act also allows for a fairer justice system. And so it released 3,000 nonviolent individuals. And so that's why the president wanted to lead the charge on second chance hiring, because some of those individuals didn't get the opportunity to participate in the new prison system because it's still being rebuilt. And so we want to form partnerships with organizations like Hope for Prisoners and use our resources that we currently have existing and combine those efforts to create a local infrastructure for opportunity for these forgotten Americans.
Again, Jerron Smith joining us, Deputy Assistant to the President and the Deputy Director of the Office of American Innovation. I know that when the President is out here in Nevada, he has been speaking a lot, and he'll be talking tomorrow at noon at the big CAG rally about the economy. But I think one of the biggest accomplishments for this president in over his first 3+ years is the First Step Act. You've been there at the White House. You've been able to watch how this thing came to be. Can you talk a little bit about how the First Step Act came to be and came together, you know, on a bipartisan basis?
Well, sure. Well, under the president's leadership, he gave myself and Jared Kushner the opportunity to reset criminal justice reform. Instead of focusing on this massive comprehensive bill, let's target it on creating safe communities. And so what the president did was he used his leadership to bring on local law enforcement, such as Fraternal Order of Police, A number of different law enforcement, International Association of Chiefs of Police, two of the biggest police groups. And then we worked with Republican members to make this really about creating safe communities. And so with that type of leadership, we had huge passage in the House. And then once it made its way over to the Senate, we worked closely with Chuck Grassley to create a new version of criminal justice on the fair sentencing piece that was common sense. And so we were able to get some conservative members like Senator Perdue, Senator Cruz, to support this legislation. And then ultimately, through the president's leadership, he was able to secure Senator McConnell. And so people have to keep in mind that this was a lot of sweat equity done by the president. And it became possible because of his leadership with Republican members during a Republican Congress. And this would have never happened unless we had that leadership.
Jerron, as you were monitoring and helping to shepherd this legislation through, when you can bring together Van Jones of CNN, a flaming liberal, and Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, you got to know that you're onto something.
That's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, there's some people, it might be few, who believe that doing what's right is more important than the politics. And so certainly Van Jones, members like Hakeem Jeffries and Dick Durbin, as well as Republican members like Doug Collins, Grassley, and Senator Lee helped make this happen. And it took a lot of pushing, but we did the right negotiation through the president's leadership, and we were able to get something done with overwhelmingly bipartisan support. But again, it would have never happened without the president's leadership.
What is it like at the White House in the West Wing when you're there and the president's there and you're watching him work? I'm amazed from the outside watching this president work. I look at what his day like was yesterday, beginning at like 7:30 in the morning and finishing up at night in Phoenix with stops in Bakersfield and Rancho Mirage in between. Can you talk about watching this president up close as you've had a chance to do?
Well, one, I can tell you that he's a breath of fresh air. Having been in Washington for over 10 years, working in the House and the Senate, we needed leadership that was going to be focused on outcomes. And so that's the type of leadership he brought to Washington. Not just talking about things, but actually getting it done. And so he creates that type of working environment for all of us. Many people throughout the White House wake up every day kind of focused on the work and outcomes, and don't pay attention to the politics, but the work of the American people. And so that's what I've seen from the president. And then the great thing is, you know, he knows how to do his job, create outcomes, and, you know, he has a great sense of humor. And so it's always great to engage with him, because if you're doing your job, you know, you can also spend time getting to learn more about his sense of humor. I've been lucky enough to be on the good side of it, because most of the things that he's allowed us to work on, we've created some tremendous success.
Oh, and by the way, all this came in the midst of impeachment. So this president is absolutely incredible. I don't want to get you too far ahead of the president, but can you give us just a primer on the type of message he's going to be bringing to this Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremony in just an hour or so?
I mean, look, the president's going to not only talk about the work that he's done, but encourage these individuals who have been in the prison system to come out and start life fresh, and talk about how America's a place of second chances. And so you're going to be able to hear the heart of the president, and many people don't ever get to see that. Hopefully the mainstream news will cover that part of him, because that's truly who he is, and it's been an honor to serve with him.
And by the way, did you get to fly on Air Force One?
I have.
Is it better than commercial?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Very much so. Like I said, God, it's a blessing to come from a single parent household and find myself serving such an amazing president and doing work that's helping so many different Americans.
That's Jerron Smith, the deputy assistant to the president, the deputy director of the Office of American Innovation. I had a chance to talk with him earlier this morning. The president in Las Vegas at this hour, the Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremony. He's got a speech at 4 o'clock our time in Colorado Springs. I believe it's Colorado Springs. We'll double-check that. We'll double-check that. In fact, let's do it. See if we can squeeze in a call before we go to break. In fact, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up. You're listening on Talk Radio on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Go right ahead.
And, Kevin, as always, I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
It seems like President Trump should do pretty well come election time. If he's up against Bernie, most people aren't going to vote socialism. If he's up against Bloomberg, a lot of those Bernie supporters are going to feel they got robbed and not vote. I just hope that the Republican Party doesn't take that for granted and still show up in strong numbers to support our president and the Republican Party.
Wait till what you see tomorrow, Bob. And by the way, I hope you come out to the convention center, because I think it's going to be phenomenal. But you're going to have thousands, tens of thousands, maybe, that try and get in to his rally. I mean, that's what happened in Phoenix at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Yeah. And by the way, for the record, roughly half of the people that go to these rallies are Republicans. The rest are Democrats or independents. That's incredible. Stick around. More to do. In fact, we're going to open up our phone lines for our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. Anything goes. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Cassell at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I know firsthand because I've been a patient at PIPCOA. You don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. I know that better than anybody because they fixed my impingement of my rotator cuff. So make the pain go away, regardless of what it's for. Headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hips, knees, feet, injuries. Doesn't matter. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA right now. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767. To your phone calls we go. In fact, let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
This is for your listeners. The Democrats, all of them, want to pass red flag laws. So someone who they believe is a danger to society, their guns will be removed. Well, here's a lesson for all of you. This is in the Denver Post. The city was Fort Collins, Colorado. It occurred on January the 30th, 2020. A warrant was issued for the arrest of a woman named Susan Holmes for perjury in a police red flag case. So you all think that nobody's going to lie to try to demean someone so that their Second Amendment rights are violated. And I just gave you a case where somebody did exactly that. So just remember, it's not constitutional. And it's a removal of property without due process.
And that's by the way, why here in this state, Nevadans can are you know they filed suit to block AB 291, which is our version of the red flag law. Thanks, though, Paul. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey there. Yeah. Yes, real briefly, President Trump, he put in an executive order for no foreign nationals from China to come into the United States, which is very practical. That took effect, it was the 2nd or 5th of February. But when you check the flights, there's like 30 flights a day from China coming into the United States. And not only that, I called the travel agent on Friday, and they I could have ordered a trip to Beijing, China, stayed there for like 10 days and came back. Round trip for $1,098. So, like, what's going on?
I don't know. But I will check on that. And that's obviously involving the coronavirus. I'm guessing if it was done February 2nd or 3rd, I'm guessing it's the coronavirus thing, which I guess should scare everybody. Eddie, talk to me. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, don't get a coronavirus suffer in a buffet line. I mean, you can spread the disease around the world in 24 hours. But the reason I call these debate moderators were very dull and boring, I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that the candidates had their knives out for each other, I mean, the debate would have been a flop. One guy, I don't know, he looked like a chupacabra or whatever, the local guy.
Yeah, John Ralston. He had that deer in the headlight looks.
Well, it's like someone's putting their fingers on the blackboard and making screeching sounds.
Oh, God. Terrible. Yeah.
The debate is going to be a sad contrast against the rally coming up Friday. It's going to be positive versus negative.
You know what it is, Eddie? It is two views of the world, two Americas. One is doing great. 401ks are through the roof. People are working again. People have good paying jobs. The wages are going up. The bottom end of the financial spectrum in America is doing much better than the top 1%. You listen to the Democrats, and it's totally different. I want you to hear one more time on this show, and it's going to drive Mark Hoke, our executive producer, absolutely nuts. But this was Mike Bloomberg with Elizabeth Warren last night here in Las Vegas. This is cut number 8, and here it is.
Mayor Bloomberg, can Senator Sanders beat President Trump, and how do you want to respond to what else he said?
I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating President Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people, I'm going to take away the insurance plan that they love. That's just not a ways that you go and start building the coalition that the Sanders camp thinks that they can do. I don't think there's any chance whatsoever, and if he goes and is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years, and we can't stand that.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president who will be on the side of working families and be willing to get out there and fight for them. That is why I am in this race, and that is how I will beat Donald Trump.
Okay. I just wanted you to hear that, only because I love that, and I know Mark just goes crazy. That's all he's been listening to all day. Want to remind you, I'm going to be out this afternoon, actually towards this evening, at Roberto's big grand opening of their new store on Maryland Parkway at Charleston. That's this afternoon, 4:30 till 7:30. I'll be there a little bit after 6 o'clock to pick up my free chicken tacos and bean and cheese burritos. I'm so excited. I love the idea of free food, and this is available to you. Again, it's Roberto's big grand opening, Maryland Parkway at Charleston, this afternoon, 4:30 till 7:30. Does the idea of free food ring a bell? Yeah, it does for me. That's going to do it today. We'll close it out tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!